We have three good guests. But we'll be talking with OPM Director John Barry and Max Steyer, who is head of the Partnership for Public Service, I'm sorry, about Appreciation Week and all that sort of thing. But talk to the director, and he, as you know, he's the best salesman in the world for a good civil service, as is Max Steyer. And we're going to be talking about the question I want to ask him is, we have Public Service Recognition Week every year. And to be fair, is this a cheerleading exercise for federal workers? Is this a thing where they all sit around and sing
pat
Kumbaya?
Each other on the
yeah, and pat each other on the back and say how great we are, or is this for real? And it's interesting. Director Barry said it's a little bit of both, but it's okay to pat yourself on the back considering what you're doing. And we're going to be talking about some of the remarkable things that feds have done just this year. And I don't want to step on his story, but he told a wonderful story at a meeting we had Monday about the IRS worker in Austin, Texas, who was killed, and about some of the things his family said at the funeral, at his eulogy, that it'll, you know, bring tears to your eyes. So it's going to be very, very interesting listening to Director Barry talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the civil service. And then Max Steyer, who's a career person boosting and selling the civil service, has got his comments as well.
And we continue to hear that OPM's lay out their plan for improving the pay and benefits, the whole federal process. Maybe as soon as next week. Did you get any indication from Mr.
Someone? Barry? In fact, someone here at the station told me that. I did not hear that. Maybe it was you. It's very likely. It would be good timing coming after Public Service Recognition Week. There's sort of some downtime. A lot of people are preoccupied now, of course, with the events in the Gulf Coast, which is not going to go away.
Yeah.
But I think there used to be an entertainer. I don't know who it was, but he used to say, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Right. He always used to introduce himself that way. And I think this is a case. Oftentimes the media hypes changes in legislation and proposals and whatnot. I think we ain't seen nothing yet compared to what's coming in this package. And I'm not privy to what's in it, but I know some of the things they're thinking about, and it's gonna get your attention.
And a lot of things they're talking about are things that don't necessarily need legislative action. They're talking about things that they can do.
Exactly right.
They have the authority to do on their
exactly
own.
Right. You have probably the best prepared OPM director all around that they've ever had. And they've had some good ones, had some bad ones, they've had some good ones. But, you know, John Barry grew up here in Washington area. He knows federal workers as human beings, not as pawns or something in a Petri dish. He worked on the Hill for many years with Steny Hoyer, who's, you know, number one champion of federal workers. He was at the National Zoo, and I always think that amusing. People think it's funny going from the National Zoo to heading the government's personnel shop. But there are many similarities.
Different kind of zoo.
Pandas notwithstanding.
Right.
But when he took over the zoo, it was a shambles.
Yeah.
You know, administratively, it was a nightmare. And when he left, I think when he took over the job, there were no candidates for it, no qualified candidates. And when he left, they had something like 123. Very interesting guy. It's like the stars are aligning here, whether you like this or not, whether you like what they're going to do. You have a Democratic Congress, Democratic White House. The unions have managed to get NSPS rolled back already against many odds. And the good news, I think, for people who like these reforms is there's a lot of – they can generate a lot of steam. And the president has had Director Barry at least two cabinet meetings. So when the boss brings in the head of the OPM and says, "I value this guy, I value the civil service," and then you're the Secretary of Labor or Interior or Commerce – When you get a call from this guy, you take the call.
Yeah. Well, and it should be there at that table, frankly.
Yeah.
And we were saying before we started, he's infectious. His energy is just infectious. You can't help but appreciate. I mean, you know, there are good things that people do and bad things that people do. There's a lot of very important jobs that feds are doing that in many ways are no one's going to come and say, "Nice job." And he does.
He does. And again, I think knowing and in that respect, I think he and I are a lot alike. I grew up here.
Yeah.
As they say in Texas, I wasn't born here, but I got here as soon as I could. I was about five. But my neighbors were federal workers, lower level, you know, GS 4 and 5, and they did some remarkable things. One lady was a friend of my mother's in the little apartment building we lived in. our next door neighbor, and I knew her as a sweet lady who made fudge and, you know, that sort mm-hmm. of thing. She was critical in breaking the Whitaker Chambers Alger mm-hmm. Hiss case yeah. for the FBI. She was a typewriter clerk, and she identified it. I didn't know this. I was a kid, but she did that, and across the street from me was a guy who had a portable radio, and I always tell it, you know, portable radio in those days meant you and I,
the size of his strong desk.
Yeah, we could carry it, but we'd get hernias in the process. Right. And he'd sit out in his backyard, which was shared with four other apartments, listen to the Washington Senators lose, you know, and we never won. And we'd hang around the fence and listen to it. But he had a couple of funny marks on his body that were pucker marks, star-like, and they're exit wounds for a low-velocity mm-hmm. bullet. And he was the guard at Blair House the day that the terrorists, early urban terrorists, decided to break into the Blair House where the Trumans were staying while the White House was being refurbished.
Right.
They were going to go in and kill the president and kill his family. And my neighbor, whose name I've forgotten, he was a GS-4 guard, but his job description said, do not let unauthorized people in the Blair House. Shooting happened. White House police officer Leslie Coffelt was killed. Mm. Marker is still down there at the Blair House for him. One or two of the terrorists were killed, and my neighbor took a couple of bullets, but they didn't get in the Blair House. Mm. And that, so I grew up knowing people like that, and so did John Barry. And I think that gives you certainly a different perspective than somebody who comes here at age 30, well-established job, maybe in the media, maybe politics, but you have a different link to the city, yeah. and you look at civil servants in a different way.
And we're going to be talking to somebody who has done remarkable work down in Haiti, a Fed who, mm-hmm. and I even was thinking, watching all the oil spill coverage, and everyone's quick to blame, why didn't we, after the fact. The fact is, no one was, you know, everyone's out there doing.
And again, it's like Katrina. You know, these are terrible, terrible, devastating things. Quickie, there was Florida gets lots of bad hurricanes, but one of the worst they've ever had went through the middle of the state near Miami, near Homestead mm. Air Force Base, and it literally destroyed the area.
People
were without power for months. Houses were gone and whatnot. And within a day or two of this happening, the Army was down there taking postal workers and Social Security employees mm. through these neighborhoods to make sure people were getting their vital mail. If they got a check and couldn't cash it, they were cashing it. And these are things you never hear about unless you're one of the beneficiaries. Yeah. But it's SOP for federal workers.
Yeah. And that's why when you see now there's investigation in the mining folks and whether some Fed may have taken mm-hmm. like don't do that, because you just make all the rest of the people who yeah. are doing, all of a sudden they're just thought of as bad people.
So yeah, fix
don't,
the problem.
Don't do it.
Get one other
yeah,
tale
absolutely.
From this. At this ceremony on Monday, huh? they presented a special medal and a citation to a man, and we'll talk about him tomorrow. He's at a naturalized American. He speaks Arabic, and he volunteered to go to Iraq and Afghanistan to serve as a translator. He was in headquarters for a while, and then they said, no, we want you to go out with a field unit. While he was out there, the unit was ambushed. Two American soldiers were killed. A number of insurgents were killed. He was shot, I believe, three times, once in the head mm. and twice in the body. Spent 2 years in recovery, and saw him saw him Monday, met him and talked to him very briefly. He was there with his wife, who was in tears. Mm-hmm. At this ceremony. But when it was over, they talked about the heroic stuff he'd done, what he'd given up for his new country, his new great country. And he said, I'm just doing my job. Mm-hmm. And I think, what can you say?